Neptune, which is now at its brightest and closest of the year, is an enormous blue gassy ball, 58 times larger than Earth by volume. It's the only planet invisible to the naked eye, and currently it lurks among the dim stars of Aquarius. It's now out all night long. In 1845, the French astronomer Urbain Le Verrier realized that Uranus, discovered 60 years earlier, was not moving in a normal way. Something was mysteriously tugging at it. He calculated where this putative new planet should be located and tried to get some astronomer to point a telescope at the spot, but no one was interested. Meanwhile, in England, John Adams had the same idea, and no one was interested there either. Le Verrier finally convinced someone at the Berlin Observatory to point their small 9-inch telescope at his calculated position, and bingo, within 1 hour, Neptune was found within a single degree of the predicted spot. That was September 23rd, 1846. Naturally, a huge fight over discovery rights erupted between France, Germany, and England. The Frenchman had been the most accurate, but Le Verrier had such an annoying personality and even wanted the new planet named after himself that even the French agreed to share discovery credit. They kept the tradition of naming planets for Roman deities, and thus they chose the god of the sea. A big moon was soon seen circling it and was eventually named Triton. A second Neptunian satellite wasn't found until 1949, and the Hubble telescope eventually brought the total number of moons to 14. But Neptune's single strangest feature are its bizarre winds, the fastest in the known universe, which blow with 5 times the speed of tornadoes. So Neptune's a very strange place that now comes to its closest position to Earth. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.